Hyperinflation in Zimbabwe has distorted Omnia's results during the interim period. Headline earnings per share increased by 3%. However, when that impact and operations aren't included, adjusted HEPS grew 31.9% to 401 cents, boosted by a 19% jump in revenue. Joining me now to make sense of the numbers is company CEO Seelan Gobalsamy. Thank you so much for your time, Seelan. Now, it was really quite interesting going through those results, the comparison when you include Zimbabwe and when you actually don't. So looking at the top line revenue, those Zimbabwean operations did boost that metric. But the further you went down, you kind of saw the deflation that Zimbabwe had on the other metrics. Just explain that for us.
Yeah. So thanks for having me, and good evening to all your listeners and viewers. You know, I think let's start off by saying that Zimbabwe is a core market for us, both in the fertilizer and in the mining space. What we've seen is that hyperinflation and the forex issues in Zimbabwe have created this large amount of unrealized gains or unrealized losses at various reporting periods. And what we've chosen to do in this reporting period is we said, let's take the profit we've made from Zimbabwe, the forex gains or losses, and the hyperinflation impact, and let's put all of that to the side so that our shareholders can actually see the true performance of our underlying businesses, excluding that impact. And I guess that true performance is what we're showing, and that's a 47% up in profits to 1.1 billion, and revenue up by 20% to 11.6 billion. An incredible performance by the underlying core businesses of the Omnia Group.
All right. Well, let's talk about each of those different segments. What was the underlying drivers for that performance for each of those segments?
Yes. So we've got three segments in our business, agriculture, mining, and chemicals. I think the major underpin of our performance in these difficult, volatile, and uncertain times has been the agility and security of our supply chain and our manufacturer. What we've been able to do is source the nitrogen molecule, which we get from ammonia. We've been able to source that onshore from a local supplier, but also source that offshore via global traders and bring that to our facility via our own trains. We've been able to take our supply and our manufacturer, and with our strong balance sheet, we've been able to invest in inventory, in working capital, and actually enhance the stock positions and the security that we're able to create for our mining customers and our agriculture customers in these difficult times. So that supply chain agility and the optimization of our manufacturing business is what's unlocked the enhanced value which you see in our agriculture segment, and also underpinned the strong performance you see in our mining sector. But I guess all of our three businesses have had an increase in revenue, an increase in margin, you know, and an increase in underlying profitability.
Yeah. All right. So would you say actually that because obviously with the macroeconomic challenges, you've had to maneuver so that you adapt to changing shifts in the environment, the optimization of your supply chain and manufacturing operations. So would you say that's put you in a very good competitive position and a competitive edge?
Yeah. So I guess, you know, just the agility and the optimization would be one thing. But yeah. I think the second thing was that the company over the last few years has been strengthening its balance sheet. You know, we've been managing our capital and our capital allocation robustly. So, you know, we entered into this cycle with a very, very strong balance sheet, which allowed us the flexibility to increase our stock positions, to invest. We invested over $3 billion into stock. We invested in on a net basis into working capital, $2.2 billion. And having done that, you know, we still have a positive cash balance at a half year, which is an incredibly strong position to be in.
Yeah, quite interesting that you mentioned that robust balance sheet that you came into the period with, because I noticed that your working capital rose 2.1 billion from the previous 6 months to 5.2 billion. So really seeming that you navigated that pretty well. But now looking at that working capital, I mean, where do you see those levels in the short to medium term?
Yeah, so I mean, the first thing to say is that that working capital actually allows us to provide an immense amount of supply security to our mining customers and to our agriculture customers. I think we have to be, and we've been very disciplined as a management team to ensure that that working capital unwinds in the second half of the year. And I guess if we look at what we're seeing outside at the moment, really good agronomic conditions. So our farmers, are planting, and we see the unwind of that working capital. So I think, firstly, it allows us to deliver immense security to our customers. We haven't let any customers down in this difficult time. And secondly, it allows us to be well-placed for the planting season, which is taking place now. And our shareholders will see the benefit of that coming through in the second half of the year. Having said that, we need to be very disciplined about product mixes. We need to be very disciplined at looking at the commodity cycle and prices. And actually, we're now starting to plan for our next period. Our plants work 24/7, and our business works across financial years and across calendar years to make sure that we make the profound difference and the impact we make in food security, mineral extraction, and primary chemicals in the manufacturing space.
All right, and just outline quickly for us as a last question, Seelan, what further upside can we then look forward to for the rest of the financial year in the business?
Yeah, so I think firstly, we're well placed to navigate the second 6 months of the year, and we're cautiously optimistic about that. We see great in potential in the agriculture and mining sectors, which are the sectors we operate in. But I think furthermore, we still have an immense amount of value to unlock in our current invested assets. So we see value to be unlocked from our manufacturing facilities, our plants. We see significant value to be unlocked from our agri-bio business, the business based in Australia. We see that that business has delivered profits for the first six months of the year, equal to the entire year of the last financial period. So we see significant value from that business, which is our agri-bio business. We also see additional value coming from our mining business. Our mining business has performed strongly, but it's performed strongly with a lot of headwinds. Mm. I think as those headwinds subside, we will see more value coming out of that. I think a really pleasing performance by the Omnia teams, and we committed to continue to increase our returns, and we watch carefully and think carefully about where we invest capital. Capital is not just about allocating and investing, it's also about disallocating and removing capital. So we allocate capital very carefully according to a robust framework going forward.
All right. Well, thank you very much for giving us that detail and that insight, Seelan, CEO of Omnia, Seelan Gobalsamy.